The damp of rain on Zack's hoodie penetrated to chill whatever heat Paige's indignation had worked up. She shivered, regressing 15 years in fewer seconds, once again soiled by talk that she was living up to the family name. She didn't need this. She could walk away. And would have, if a man hadn't come up behind her.
"Excuse me,"
he said, touching her shoulder lightly to indicate he'd like to get by. Her bones turned to sand as recognition of that particular voice dawned. Sterling Roy, Walter's son. The battered box of Scrabble in her hand, the one she'd forgotten she was even holding, tilted. She'd meant to tape the end, but there hadn't been any in the house, not without venturing into Lyle's shop. And monsters abided there. But maybe she should have risked her life and gone looking, because the end of the box opened and letter tiles spilled all over the hospital's green lino. Far out. Maybe she could spell terrific while she was down here, groveling at the feet of these grade A holes.
"Oh, hell, I'm sorry."
Sterling crouched with her. She glimpsed a dark gold crew cut of tousled spikes and a suit that put the other men's to shame, then lowered her gaze to the scattered game pieces. "I can do it," she muttered, opening the box on the floor and thinking the whole thing would have to go into the incinerator. Hospital germs. Gross.
"It's my fault. I didn't mean to startle you."
He gathered up the X's and O's and offered them to her. What the hell was he doing here? Apparently, Walter found it equally questionable.
"What are you doing here?"
He moved to stand above them.
"Plane was late."
Sterling's voice had grown deeper, developing a hint of North Carolina ease.
I called Mom. She said you were here, seeing Grady. I thought you might need an exit strategy."
Rude. Paige stopped what she was doing to look at him. He met her gaze, and shock froze his gorgeous features, giving her time to note that his all-American looks had matured into sculpted Prince Charming perfection. His strong jaw was stronger, the cleft defined and lightly coated in brown gold stubble. His straight nose was more arrogant, his lips full and sensual without being pretty. His brows had darkened enough to frame his eyes. Those eyes were that kind of painful midwinter blue that was so intense it hurt to look into them. A cloud of scent surrounded him that was clean like rain, but warm and welcoming, masculine and enticing. When did anyone ever feel their blood moving in their arteries? She did. Right now, her whole body came alive with subtle throbs and a generation of heat that would embarrass her to death when it hit her cheeks.
"Paige?"
His expression smoothed to something more neutral and polite, while his gaze took in the hood that she'd pulled over her hair and the way the oversized hoodie hung off her narrow shoulders, so much more loosely than it did on her 15-year-old nephew.
"I've seen Grady. We can leave now," Walter urged.
Paige heard the tension in Walter's voice and understood his impatience stemmed from Sterling being this close to Paige. Because she was so irresistible to him. Slapping the lid on the box, she stood, being careful to keep her hand over the broken end. "Always a pleasure to see you, Sterling," she said as he rose in front of her. She punctuated with a brilliant smile that she conjured purely to annoy his father.